This burning story awaits.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
This It's Okay, It's Not Okay even comes complete with audio. This is a subject that is not for the faint of heart. It is something I don't think I've ever approached ever in my career. And it's about incest.
Well, I told him it was, I told Carlos that I'm sorry, I don't know how you react to this. I'm your mom and you're my son. And I am falling in love with him. He said, are you really? I said, yes, I am. He said, you know what? I was scared to let you know, too. I am, too. He was, too, falling in love with me, with his mom. And I was falling in love with my son. And then we ended up talking, and we took off to the park. And we ended up asked him, will you ever date your mom? And he said, will you date your son? I said, honest truth, yes, I would. Because 19 years, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, and I really want to be with you the rest of my life. Now, I really want to be with them. It's kind of hard right now, but I don't care what people say because we're going through a lot right now.
So the It's Okay, It's Not Okay is not about the relationship. Obviously, we all think that's not okay. They are facing jail time for their relationship. Is it okay to throw someone in jail for falling in love with another consenting adult, albeit their child? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. There's a part two of the audio.
I told Carlos, what we're going to do is going to hit all over the world. I said, there ain't no way I can leave you. And he said, don't worry. I'm going to still be with you, don't matter, through thick and thin. And that's what we're going through right now, through the thick. And there, I'm going to still be with him. I have to. I'm going to have to, because there ain't no, if I get out of prison, and if I get out, I will move out of Clovis and I will get a state that will accept us in it.
Monica Mares, 36, and her son Caleb Peterson, 19, face 18 months in jail if found guilty of incest. They have decided to go public with their affair in a bid to raise awareness of GSA relationships. I've never heard of one of those, but it stands for genetic sexual attraction. She gave birth to her son when she was 16. He was adopted shortly thereafter. They were reunited for the first time last year after reconnecting over Facebook. Is it okay to send them to jail for incest?
What's more natural than a mother's love for her son?
Not that kind of love. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
This is disturbing, man.
It is disturbing. Jail for me is for people who act out violently against other people. So I can't endorse putting them in jail.
For 18 months. I mean, what's going to happen? They're going to come out of jail, and they're still going to love each other and be with each other.
Well, right. Wait a minute now. Now, we put tons of people in jail for nonviolent crimes.
Right, but we shouldn't.
You don't think so?
No, man. Well, it depends on what the crime
what
is.
What about Bernie Madoff? We ripped all those people off.
Okay, that guy should go to jail.
Okay.
That guy.
Right.
I mean, if you rip a lot of people off for millions of dollars.
Taking all of their life savings.
Yeah, then you should go to jail.
Okay.
But for the most part, jail should be for violent offenders. And this is an insane story. Insane. Austin, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Austin?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, man. Is it okay or not okay to sentence them for 18 months in jail for being in love?
It is not okay because, like you guys said, they're not doing anything violent. They're not hurting anybody. At the end of the day, it's their decision. While I think it's absolutely disgusting, if that's what they're into, it's what they're into.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of weird when you see a mom breastfeeding her 19-year-old kid out in public. nobody's going to want to see that one. But holy cow, man. I'm creeped out by it, but it doesn't affect my life.
You played the audio, but did you see the pictures? Do you know what you're working with here?
Yeah.
They should both go to jail. I took one look at her.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Jack, Drew Garabo Live asks you, is it okay or not okay to send someone to jail? Jail, mind you, for incest.
Oh, I don't think it's okay, man. It's wrong. It's disgusting. But they're not hurting anyone. It's not bestiality. It's not unconsenting incest. Like, it's not like some you know, I can get like a younger person being maybe manipulated mentally by their parent, or a, you know, weird hillbilly uncle or something. Like, right. All those things are a situation that I would have a hard time with. But, you know, a 19-year-old, or as the movie Grown Ups would put it, you know, what's that, 196 months, like you said?
Yeah, and look, she didn't even raise him. She gave him up for adoption, and then they were reunited. So it's not like she fell in love with the kid that she raised. Not that that makes it right.
They're pretty much just friends.
With benefits.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that.
He's 19. He can do better.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. How does a dad feel in that situation? Mm. You're Eskimo brothers with your son. What's up, Michelle? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Do we send these people to jail? Jail!
I mean, I do think that it's a harsh punishment, but the only thing in the back of my mind that I can think is that ultimately, I mean, in these people's situation, maybe it's different because she was adopted, but when you start condoning that behavior, it's almost predisposed to saying that they've started doing it when they were younger, and the child could be manipulated into believing that it's love, and they could have been committing, you know, pedophilia with the child for their entire life. And I think it just opens up too many, you know, gateways.
It's a slippery slope is what you're saying. Very slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's, yeah.
But jail, jail.
I mean, I don't know. Do they put jail cousins in jail for being kissing cousins? Like, I've seen that before.
I don't know that any cousin has ever gone to jail for incest before. But
yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, like, when it's a boy and the mom, people look at it differently, just like, you know, most people do. Like, when other women will tell other women, oh, your son is hot, but if a guy tells his dad, oh, your daughter's hot, it's gross. So it's kind of like that.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Do you have children?
Standard thing. Yes, I do.
How many?
I have three.
What do you got? Boys, girls, what?
I have all girls.
Okay. Damn it. That takes...
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you had to date
one. I do have two nephews, though. I have two nephews.
Which one of your nephews is hotter?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, I would say that my older nephew will probably grow up to be a very handsome man, but the other one is only three, so I can't really tell yet. But
sicko.
I would just say, you know, like, one of the kids is always cuter. I mean, there's a, you know, he's cuter than the other one, but I wouldn't be one of those moms to say I have a sexy... kid.
Good. Mom, parents should never refer to their kids as sexy. It's just gross. Yeah. Thank you. 727-579-1025.
All right, let me throw something your way. What's more disturbing, the mom and the son in this scenario where I guess she made contact with him when he was 16, she gave him up for adoption when he was a baby.
Right.
Or a 50-year-old man hooking up with a girl who just turned 18 the day before.
The first one that you said.
That's creepier still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 18 is legal.
I know. I just, you know.
Dave, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Good question, though.
Barely. Hey, how you guys doing?
There's a whole magazine called Barely Legal. Dave, should they go to jail for incest?
Yes, they should go to jail for incest. Your first question when you first asked was, should they go to jail for falling in love with each other? No, but if they're going to act on it, they need to go to jail. And why? Because it's a law. That law was made to protect not them. You can ask, what's the harm in it? They're not hurting anyone, but there's a very high chance they're going to make a baby with all kinds of deformities. You're protecting the future generation. Mm. I mean,
do you think you're going to prevent them from being with each other just because you throw them in jail? Like, they're going to get out of jail eventually,
not.
And then they're going to procreate.
Yeah, but then you're going to say, well, why should we prosecute murderers? Because they're, you know, you're not going to stop them from wanting to be murderers.
Come on, dude. That's a ridiculous leap that you just made, bro.
Yeah, extreme, but it's the same thing, though.
No, it's not the same thing, my dude.
We don't know if they're going to have kids, and if that's why the law went into effect to protect the future generation, that's fine. But strangers get together, have sex, and they have kids that have disabilities and all sorts of issues.
Yeah, but it's almost guaranteed. There's a reason why this doesn't happen all the time.
I mean, if they're stupid enough to try to have a baby that way, then, I mean, they're going to have to deal with the consequences. But is anybody that stupid?
Yeah.
Are they? Okay.
727-579-1025.
If you ask this couple, hey, do you plan on having a baby if we don't put you in jail? If they say yes, put them in jail.
Right. Or if they have a kid, then you put them in jail. But, man, to send someone to jail for falling in love?
I mean, they might just be going through the lust period right now.
Yeah, some love is wrong, man.
Yeah, this love is very, very wrong. Tyler, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We're talking about a New Mexico mother, 36, and her 19-year-old son, who will say, we're willing to go to jail to raise awareness for GSA relationships, genetic sexual attraction. Is jail time okay, Tyler?
It is not okay.
That's what I'm saying. Why do they need to go to jail, right?
I mean, kind of like the previous caller said, you know, there's the issue with the kids. But, I mean, if they were sent to some sort of asylum to correct the behavior, that would make sense. But, yeah, this isn't doing anything to them. It's sending them away for 18 months, and it's really not going to do anything.
Right.
And, I mean, they're not hurting anyone.
No, they, they're hurting a potential baby if they have one, and they're hurting society by us even knowing that this happened. But you're right, man. It doesn't affect me, and they're not a menace to anyone they're not related to. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Does it play into it that he didn't grow up with her?
I think so.
I mean, I know it's still your mom and you're related.
Yeah, but it's a lot creepier if you fall in love with the woman who raised you from the time you were a little kid.
Well, there's no difference here. This is your mom, dude.
Yeah, but she didn't, like, you don't have those mom memories of growing up with her.
It's your mom. Like, it's still the same thing. This is Cersei and Jamie.
We embrace that incest, though. We celebrate that incest.
We embrace it on TV.
On Game of Thrones, we go, man, look at that brother-sister love, because they're both extremely good-looking people, and that's why it's celebrated on TV.
And because these are not extremely good-looking people, then we are castigating them. Joe, what's up? Drew Garabo Live asks, is it okay to send people to jail for falling in love with family members?
Kingslayer.
Yeah, actually, I think the relationship itself is okay. And what I was listening to, the one lady caller earlier, she had a great point. But it's just the conversation about gay or gender couples or transgender couples. You know, we're looking at it saying, well, that's gross, but that's our opinion. So, you know, I'd just like to throw it out there that, hey, if it works for them, you know, more power to them. That's kind of
there you go. Every cliche in the book. Yeah, look, I'm not going to castigate anyone for falling in love with who they fall in love with.
Just imagine how many sons are in love with their mothers out there that we're not talking about, that they're keeping their love behind closed doors.
If you open the gate for this, You got sons and mothers. What's next, man?
It's a slippery slope, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't want to say that, but that's what I mean.
Flowers in the attic. Man, that is just so unsettling.
Start dating your cousins, your sister.
It's a great story, though.
You ever hook up with a cousin before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, you haven't, actually.
What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Have you hooked up with a cousin?
I mean, have you?
No.
Oh. I made out with a cousin at Mystery Funhouse. Oh. She's like a second or third cousin.
Yeah, though. That's what everybody says after they make out with their first cousin.
No more mystery there.
Come on, dude, really?
Yeah, we were at Mystery Funhouse. I was 14. She was 17.
And who made the first move?
She did. Oh, I thought it was amazing.
She knew better.
She saw my rippling 130-pound physique.
What happened? You guys went right behind the wizard's hat and got down?
No, we were in one of the catacombs, the little crawl spaces, and she was like crawling up behind me. And she kind of, like, fake tackled me or whatever, and then she just got on top of me and started kissing me.
Okay, was she your second cousin? Because you said second or third. You know what she was.
Okay, let me think about this for a second. She was my mom's cousin's daughter. So I don't think that... I think we were barely even cousins.
Just pretty much friends?
Yeah. So we weren't even really related.
Wait, that's your mom's cousin's...
That's your cousin, right?
Your second cousin.
Yeah,
man.
That's your second cousin.
Well, I mean, we just kissed.
Yeah, it's fine, man.
Still your second cousin, though.
Mom's cousins.
Does your mom know?
She does now.
Let's call your mom and tell her that you made out with your cousin.
Mom, I made out with Victoria. Back when you let me go to Mystery Funhouse.
Come on, that's great.
She's going to text me soon. She wasn't real fond of the anti-Hillary Clinton stuff I said yesterday. So.
Yeah.
She's still recovering
from
the
show.
Lynn, what's up? Drew Garabo Live. Is it okay or not okay to send someone to jail for incest?
I'm thinking okay, but what I really think is that these people may need some heavy counseling.
Well, I don't think any counseling is really going to help them, you know?
Well, I have two boys of my own. And I can't even imagine going near that level.
Well, how old are your boys?
My heart. 24 and 26.
If you had to make out with one of them, you had to pick one of them who's hotter than the other one, which one is it?
I'd rather not answer. They might be listening, but no.
That means you got one in mind right now. Sicko!
We'll give you tickets.
I'll give you concert tickets if you'll tell me which of your sons you'd rather go to third base with.
Want to see Crazy Town?
No. But I'm thinking the mom might have some misplaced guilt or something and mistaken it for love, and the kid might even be, you know, having this oh, I never had a mom and mistaken it this way. I don't know.
Is it not possible that the boy just wants his mommy a little bit too much?
Way too much. I think it's, I'm sorry. It's, I think it's disgusting. I really do.
She's going to discipline and be like, go to your room and I'll be right there.
I mean, I had a first cousin hit on me one time and it grossed me out, okay? So.
Yeah, well, judge not lest ye be judged, I like to say. 727-579-1025. Y'all ready for bed? You want me to suck you in? Tuck you in?
Jesus Christ.
Good God, man. What a weird story.
God, you are such a pervert.
All right, let's play the Mo audio for you. Otherwise, we're never going to get to it. Thanks, everybody, by the way, for the calls. Appreciate it. We could go back and forth on this all day.
Phone cleanse?
Yeah, let's do a phone cleanse. What the hell? All right, on the count of three, I would like you all to tell me your opinion on whether or not this is okay or not. Whether it's okay or not okay. One, two, three, go, everybody.
Not okay.
That's
prison. All right.
That was the first one.
It had to happen sometime.
Come on.
And the person did it on purpose. You're going to ruin it for everybody else. Damn swearers. So, Seth was sent this by Solar Dude, and it is a cat named Mo. He was a contestant in Tampa Bay's Got Talent, which was the contest that got Mo and Johnny B their own radio shows.
I think we started talking about this yesterday because you want to be a judge for the talent show going on at Penthouse Club Friday.
Even though I haven't been asked by Mike Outdoor or anyone else.
And we were talking about another event that the company made you go out and work for free.
Right. And that one was not at the Penthouse Club. It was at the Ritz Ebor, and we had to endure the comedy, quote unquote, of Maurice Jovan. And here it is.
If it's chipped or cracked, Auto Glass America will buy it back.
Did you fix that gas leak?
I like to give the clients a little. They pay for these ads. We might as well play them. We're broadcasting from the Auto Glass.
We turn your broken glass
America
into
studio.
Cold hard cash.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Supply.
Guys, I've been paying attention to the questions, and if you allow me the latitude, I think I can expedite this in under a minute.
Now, when he said latitude and expedite, I said, this guy might be for me. I like his lexicon.
Yes. Tuesday, I was in L.A. for a movie premiere from a script that I wrote. It stars Edward Furlong, so expect it to go straight to DVD.
Yes.
I make $9 an hour, down from six figures last year when I was co-host of the morning show on WEBN in Cincinnati before Kid Chris lost his gig, okay, and they gave him ours. Very much Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Here, here.
I headline Side Splitters Thursday. I did two shows with Don Myrera Friday, and then I practiced all night with my band, Statutory Grape, a.k.a. Fat Val Kilmer, formerly known as a clockwork orangutan. As you can probably tell, we don't really play more than change our name to stay relevant. Why should you hire me? Because I will never run out of things to say or an interesting way to say it. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your fire.
That guy rules right there.
He was so so head and shoulders above anybody I'd seen at that point that I had to put him through.
That got him second place.
Yeah. You should have seen how bad everybody else was. Ma'am?
Yes. What is this?
My name is Drew. I believe you called us once before where you accused me of engaging in wishy-washy talk.
Yes, you are. You guys are so sick. You're really ruining the morality in this country.
The what?
Morality in this country. You guys are ruining it, okay?
What do we do?
Everything. You guys think everything's okay, wishy-washy. I don't run it. Everybody can do what they want. It's a ruined country.
But what do we do? We're just reporting on the news. We don't. We didn't do anything.
Well, you think you didn't do anything, but the TV show, the talk show, believe me, you guys do a lot.
What do we?
A lot of people, they listen to this all the time. They think that's the schooling, the school, S-H-O-O-L.
School, yes, I understand school. It's very important.
No, you don't understand. So you guys, it's got a cheap pay. Talk, but you don't really know what you guys do to change the country.
What?
You really don't.
What did I do? What did I do to change the country? I didn't do anything. I'm just a guy who talks on the radio. I don't make pee-pee in anybody's coke or I don't think you can use that language. Just please don't swear, ma'am.
Hey, listen. But there's no guidance. There's no guidance. You put all the trash show on radio, just like the Big Lawyer put all the trash show on TV.
She listens all the time.
Trash show. Ma'am, if it upsets you to this...
I'm telling you, our country's ruined by media. Ruined by media. Because you really don't understand how much powerful... How powerful you guys are.
You really
need to think about that.
Do you know that we didn't have sex with our mommies? That was not us.
We were against it. Yeah, we're reporting the news.
Yeah, we don't do our mommies.
Anyway, make sure to put the right show you can educate youngster to the right direction.
Don't have sex with your mommies. I will.
Do not put all the trash on the air.
What?
I know you got listeners.
Please do not have sex with your mommy or daddy. That is a responsible message I want to send out there. No sex with mommy or daddy. Is that good?
You should say that.
I just did.
Well, you just said it now. Everything, it should be make an announcement.
Well, I'm making this announcement.
What's wrong is wrong. What's right is right.
What is right? Tell me what's right.
The right, you know what black is, you know what white is. If you can keep that balance, that is all right. But, you know, you guys want to make money. You want people to get excited. You want people to do whatever they want to do. That's what is the problem with our country, man.
Right on. I'm totally with you. Why do you listen to this radio program if it upsets you so much, ma'am?
No, because I want to learn about a younger generation.
Well, this younger generation is having sex with their mommies.
No, I wasn't from here. I'm much older.
We know.
And I see this country is degrading. Degrading.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Seth, a question for Mrs. Wishy-Washy.
Trump or Hillary, who are you voting for? Who can save the country, Trump or Hillary?
I wish somebody can step up.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to step up? Will it be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
It's a iron bar. That's no one way or the other. Everything should be balanced.
Well, we try to be fair and balanced here, ma'am, and I'm sorry that you think we send a negative message out there. My son had his first day of school today.
You guys make it entertaining. There's nothing to entertain about that.
I disagree.
We try to be very entertaining. I bet you don't think there's much entertaining about your phone call, but there definitely is, Miss Wishy-Washy. I like talking to you.
No, it's not entertaining. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm coming from. I don't appreciate your young kids. Just out there and make a few bucks to deteriorate the country. I don't appreciate that.
Well,
you know, this country was built of a lot of work, a lot of hard work. You never worked it, okay? You never worked it.
I was a dishwasher when I was 15 years old.
I was molested. Give me a break. What kind of work did you do? You never worked it, okay?
She understands what this station is all about.
What did she do?
It's all about hard work.
They work for their children. They work for school. They work for everything. School. Right now, everything's going down the drain.
Have you noticed that MTV doesn't show many videos anymore? I've noticed that. I wish they would show some. Hey, would you like to sit in on our show one day? I'd love to have you in the studio.
No, I don't. That would upset me to no time.
I don't want to upset you. I would just
We have so much stupid people.
Oh my goodness, you're so sweet and sour.
Because all you guys go for is a few bucks.
That is true. A few bucks. Well, I'm sorry that you think we're making poo-poo platter all over the radio.
Change this country.
I'm gonna change this. All right.
You have to be tough.
You have to be strong, and you have to be everybody beat on you, and you can face it. Build this country up. Don't put this trash show on the air.
All right.
Because a lot of kids is listening. A lot of idiots. A lot of drunks. A lot of drug users. Everybody listen to those.
You're the greatest person who has ever called any radio program.
No, I'm not the greatest. I mean, you know, give me a break.
Kids, idiots, and drug dealers. Drunks.
I'm so upset. Listen to those staff. But I cannot avoid it because I live here.
And it is required that if you live here, you do listen to this radio program. I'm sorry that upsets you.
I listen to all others. Cool. I listen to the TV talk show. I listen to everybody's opinion.
You should read.
It's good to listen to everybody.
Sure.
Hey.
Yes, it is, and
I'm glad you're so tolerant.
Yeah, I've loved listening to what you've had to say, Miss Wishy Washy. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I got no name.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no name.
No name. Miss Wishy Washy has no name.
The lady has no name.
I'm a taxpayer, and I just so sad. I'm sad.
I understand.
Country. I mean, this is a great country. All right. Don't get me wrong.
It is.
Can we try to guess your name? Can we try to guess your name?
No.
Is it?
It's not so great.
Is it?
I will not be here.
Is it Susan? Is your name Susan?
But I work here harder than anybody else.
You work hard.
I'm hard, working.
It doesn't matter how hard. Don't entertain me.
So
okay?
Hard.
Don't entertain her.
I'm trying to entertain you. It's what I do.
Make sure when you do those stupid shows, I like to see you have some kind of messages. Pass them on.
Don't have sex with your parents.
What's wrong is wrong.
Are you watching the Olympics?
It is not funny.
I didn't say it was funny.
We have a message at the end of the show every day with Kevin's final thought.
Yeah, very important, socially relevant.
Today it's going to be about you.
Yeah. Every second you should say people. That shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be done.
People, stop doing what you're doing because it's wrong. Cut it out.
Do not encourage people.
No, I will discourage people. Stop doing whatever it is that you're doing and cut it out.
We need the right person to build this country.
Make
we
America great again.
Okay, you're doing for the buck. I know you don't make much, okay?
You love the bucks.
What do you think I make?
I don't care how you make. It's not enough.
All right.
You're selling your soul.
Okay. I rent it out every day for a couple of hours.
Do not do it, for God's sake. Bye.
See ya.
Oh, God, I'm so happy she hung up.
Man.
Oh, I could have listened to her for hours.
Really?
What was that?
Man, I'm exhausted. I couldn't take it anymore.
Chickadee. China, the Chinese chicken. By the way, my mom said it was my third cousin once removed.
And she's okay with what you said?
What's the once removed part?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But people, do not have sex with mommy and daddy. Stop ruining this. Somebody just tweeted, I think it was Stacy, who just tweeted, did I just tune in to hear an Asian lady blaming Drew for ruining the country?
You do it for the buck.
I do it for the buck. I rent my soul every day. Oh, wishy-washy ladies. How did you know it was her, Nikki?
Well, she called for It's Okay, It's Not Okay, but I couldn't understand a word she was saying because of a bad phone connection. And
was it because of a bad phone connection?
And maybe some other things. So she called back during... she was on for the phone cleanse.
Oh.
She didn't take the hint there, and so she called back, and finally I was like, I'm going to put her on hold. I don't care what she has to say.
So glad she called in. Love you long time.
Man, if she calls about 17 more times, we can have a best of show that just features her.
I don't know if I'm into being demeaned or berated, but sexually, I would let her do it all day long. Little hand massage, little beratement, little you're the problem with America, little whoosh, 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 whoosh. You're the problem with America, and you must die.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that's
is that wishy-washy?
That's straight up wishy-washy.
You know, you just sold your soul.
For the buck.
And what did she say? Who did she say that listens to our show? Is it a bunch of morons?
Drug users.
Drunks.
And she listens every day.
Morons, pretty idiots, accurate. Kids.
Pretty accurate.
Drunks.
Wow.
Okay, so we have our brunch announcement coming up next. Some other great stuff as well. My God, do we have some great topics that we didn't get to today again.
I'm happy because I got to work at Kawa tomorrow, so let's save all this.
Selling your soul for the buck. Ha 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 ha.